ninth shir in Yevamos continued. Dalad Tishrei, Etov Shin Lamed Vav, September 9th, 1975 continued.
Because he says, please. She called Manshalinka Gozeo Nishnaite Nishabodav. So that apparently was his early shir, the Yalduse, his earlier shir. So he agreed with Rabbi Avraham. And then he says, the chayim got of Rabbi Avraham, the chayim pirish Rabbi Avraham. So in other words, so his madore kame was like Rabbi Avraham. And then later on, he was chayzer. So in other words, so both the Ramban and Tesis are both correct. But the Ramban mentioned the earlier shite, the shite of Yam Huseyo, of Yalduseyo, of Rabbi Avraham. And Tesis mentioned the madore pasra of Rabbi Avraham. And here he mentions both shites. First he says streets, and then he says v'chim pirush Rabbi Avraham, and then he says v'ein. So what do you mean by v'ein? So that means, so why did he mention it? So that means that at first he agreed with the shita of Rabbi Avraham. Then later on he was chayzer. So both are correct. It's two shitas in Rabbi Avraham. B'yaldu say Rabbi Avraham held like Rabbi Avraham, and this is the Ramban's version of Rabbi Avraham. And then Mizinknu say he was chayzer, and that's Teitzves version. And Teitzves mentions the later shite of Rabbeinu Tam. All right, that we see. Now, so both are correct. Now, last time we said, I mean, in explaining the machlekes between Rabbeinu Tam, the first version, I mean, that's the last shite of Rabbeinu Tam. The first Russian Tetzvahs. And Rabbi Nava. So it's two Shayas and Rabbi Tam, whatever it is. So the first Russian Tetzvahs and Rabbi Navrom Shayas. So the first Russian Tetzvahs we mentioned doesn't require any explanation. Because it's very reasonable. Because the Uvden is that the person, the average person who is the Kaddish and Isha, he does not want her to become Kodesh to him if she's an Ayah. So it's a mekach toetz. So since there is an under the muchach at the time of the Dushin, so even if later on, when he finds out, he says, I want her. So then he has to make new Dushin if he wants her. But it cannot have a retroactive effect. Then the shita of Rabbeinu. What is the shita of Rabbeinu? So we said, at that time I said, it can be explained in two ways. I didn't have time to mention the other possible explanation. But one explanation I did mention, and I'm just going to summarize it briefly. In other words, so Rabbi Avraham Shita is as follows. Now there is a law of Dvorim Shevlevin and Dvorim. So that means that we don't consider the Machshove Shevlevin. We don't consider the Machshove Shevlevin. So it seems that according to Rabbi Tam, but Dvorim Shevlevin, but if there is an Udin in Buchach, then it's not Dvorim Shevlevin, it's not treated Dvorim Shevlevin. So what's the pshat? When it's an Udin in Buchach, it's not treated Dvorim Shevlevin. So the first shita in Tesvis holds that where there is an Udin in Buchach, so then it's considered as if it's stipulated, as if it's spelled out. So in other words, since there is an Udin in Buchach, that the average person does not want to marry an Ayoness, so it's considered as he, this person, when he was Mikadisher, even though he said Ariat Mukadesh is Listam, but it's considered as if it had been coupled with an expression, Ariat Mukadesh is Li Al-Nashayin Adayon. Even though he didn't spell out, so it's considered as if he spelled out. So Mimele, since it's considered as if he said Hariat maliciously al nashe in a tireless, and then she turned out to be an islandess. So even if he says later on when he finds out that she was an islandess, well, I want her anyway, and at that time I wanted her anyway. I just said al nashe in a tireless. I just made to believe, but in my heart. I wanted her anyway, even if she needs an analyst. And suppose it is established that he's telling the truth. That in his heart, he had in mind. So in his heart, he intended to marry her anyway, even if she's an analyst. But since he spelled out, and he was Megalit, that he doesn't want derogations in Islanders, so Mele, even though he had in mind that he does want her, even if she's an Islanders, so it's Baruch Shemalem. Because it's considered as if he said, Hariat Mugdesh Lial Menash Einat Islanders. So any Machshove Beleb, to the contrary, doesn't matter. That's Tesis. Rabbi Avrom Shite is not that Umdin de Buchach is not considered as if he spelled out Hariat Mugdesh Lial Menash Einat Islanders. But Umdin de Buchach only means that since it's an, if there hadn't been an Umdin de Buchach, then we would say, even though in his heart, So he didn't want her to be Mikodeshes, but since he said Stam, suppose there hadn't been an Umdin de Buchach, that he doesn't want her to be Mikodeshes in case she's an Islanders. So then the Aloha would be, according to Rabbi Avraham, inasmuch as he said Stam, Hariat Mikodeshesli, So that means under all circumstances she should be Mekudeshes. So even though in his heart he intended that she shouldn't be Mekudeshes in case she's an Islanders, so that's Baruch Shem. So since there was an Umdin de Buchach, so in case he had in his mind, in his heart, at the time of the Kedushin, that she shouldn't be Mekudeshes in case she's an Islanders, it's not Baruch Shem. But if in his heart he had the thought that she should be Mekudeshes, even if she's an Islanders. So then, in view of the fact that he said Ariat Mekudeshes Listam, so that's not Baruch Shem Lev either. But if in his mind he had that she shouldn't be Mekudeshes, so then we say at the count of the, so if there hadn't been an Umdin Buchach, even though in his mind he had at that time that she shouldn't be Mekudeshes, so she still would be Mekudeshes. And the Machshove in his heart at the time of the Dush would be considered Baruch Shem Lev. But on account of the fact that there was an Umdin Buchach, that he had that Machshove in mind. So Mele, if he mamesh had that Machshove in mind at the time of the Dush, so Mele, it's not Baruch Shem Lev. But if the Machshove in his mind at that time was that she should be Mekudeshes, so Mele, and he was Mekadesh Stam, so that Machshove is not Baruch Shem Lev either. If we say that the Umdin de Buchach is considered like spelled out, like expressed verbally, so then even if he had in mind that it should be Mekudeshes, so that Machshove would be Baruch Shem Lev. But that's according to Tesis's first question. But according to Rabbi Avraham, it's not considered as if he spelled out. But the effect of Umdin de Buchach is that in case he had in mind at the time of the Dushin she should not be Mekudeshes, so then it's not Baruch Shem Lev. But if he had in mind that she should be Mekudeshes, even if she's an Islanders, so that's not Baruch Shem Lev either. So Mele, and since the Loshin, his Loshin, indicated that he wants her to be Mekudeshes under all circumstances, because he said, I have Mekudeshes with Stam. So, even though there is an Umdin de Buchach, so what's the Umdin de Buchach? The Umdin de Buchach is as to the average person, but he is not an average person, because Rabbi Shmai is Galia, that he had in mind that he should be Mekudeshes. So maybe she is Mekudeshes. Maybe she is Mekudeshes. But according to the first Washington verse, if there is an Umdin de Buchach, it's considered as if he spelled out. If he spelled out, so even though in mind he had the contrary Machshavah, that she should be Mekudeshes, even if she's an Islanders, so that Machshav is considered as Baruch Shem Lev. According to the first question, please. But according to Rabbi Avraham, so when we say Umdin de Buchach is effective, only if at the time of the Kedushin, so his Machshav in Belev harmonized with the Umdin de Buchach. But if at the time of the Kedushin, the Machshav in Belev did not his intention, his unexpressed intention, did not harmonize with the Umdin de Buchach, so then the Machshove Shebelev that she should be Mekudeshes is not the Baruch Shem Lev either, because after all his Loshen did tend to imply that he wants her to be Mekudeshes under all circumstances, except there is an Umdin de Buchach in respect to the average person, but Rabbi Shmai is Galia that he is not, he didn't that kavone of the average person. All right, now, that's one way of explaining it. But then there is another way of explaining it. There's another way of explaining it. There seems to be machleket v'sheinim as to the essence of the halacha of dvorim shebalavim involved. So, from most v'sheinim it appears that dvorim shebalavim involved is not based upon any presumption. That's a din. In other words, even if we know that in his heart he had the rotzi that a certain king should not be chal or should be chal, but since there is no wounded in the muchach, and it was unexpressed, so that is not recognized. So that machshavah, the intent, the internal, the silent intent, an unexpressed intent that is not manifest, is not evident, thus, at that time, is not recognized. Even if we know that he did have such a silent intent. But there seems to be one shiddes of shaving, that the whole halacha of Dvorim Shebalavim Dvorim is based upon a certain presumption. In other words, true that it turns out now that in his heart he had a certain intent. But why didn't he verbalize it? So that shows that the intent he had in his heart was a superficial intent. He really didn't mean it. He wanted, in the depth of his heart, he wanted a kiyum to be chal anyway. In other words, the Gemara says there, Ahu gavre, dizogim yichsa daitu lemeisek la'arad Yisrael. Somebody sold his fields, his karakis, his real property, to another person. And then it turned out some evidence was introduced that the reason as to why he sold his real property was because he made up his mind he was disposed to go to Eretz Yisrael. So, hadn't he been determined to go to Eretz Yisrael, he never would have sold this property. And then he didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't able to go to Eretz Yisrael. So he said, but the only reason as to why I decided to sell my property was because I thought I would go to Eretz Yisrael, and I didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. I wasn't able to go to Eretz Yisrael. So the mail the same is bottle me bottle. So the Gemara says, Dvorim Shebalavim. Because at that time he didn't say, he didn't tell the Likeach, I'm selling you my property because I am determined to go to Eretz Yisrael. So mele, so the silent intent that he had, so he's not sure. So there is one Moshe Teisves that says that the reason is why we don't recognize that Machshon Shebalev is because if he really meant that the Chire should be contingent upon his going to Eretz Yisrael, why didn't he mention it? Why didn't he mention it? Why? He couldn't say another few words. The fact that he didn't mention at the time of the transaction, I am selling you the real property only if I go to, if I manage, if I succeed in going to Eretz Yisrael. But if I don't succeed in going to Eretz Yisrael, then I don't want to sell my property, shows that he made up his mind to sell the property, the chile should be chal anyway. But, so in other words, according to that chite, Eve will have real proof that the going to Eretz Yisrael was the driving force and that impelled him to sell, and without that he would not have sold it. So then Dvorim Shebalev would also be. There is one more thing. Now, there the Gemara says in Gittin, Hashaliya get lishte, the Chalevais, v'hiya b'shliach, he sent a get to his wife for his shliach. Then he met the shliach before the shliach was able to deliver it, hand over the get to his wife. So he met and he said, get you the side of a bottle. So the get is bottle. But the אם שהגיע הגט מיודו, שוב אני יכול לבחור. But suppose that the husband overtakes the שליח, after the שליח had already managed to hand over the get to the wife, and then he says, get your sackle of bottle, so it's ineffective, because she's already divorced. So the more as the kashe, pshite. Pshite? I mean, what kind of a finish is it? If he sent the get to his wife through a shliach, and then after the shliach handed over the get to his wife, so he meets the shliach and said, bottle, so it's ineffective, the big. Of course it's ineffective. She's already divorced. How can he invalidate a gerushin that already took effect? So why does the Mishnah even have to tell him? So the Gemara said, "Lo itzriche dimhader alom yikura v'batule." Ma'u teimei goyim yitzav afreya v'batule batle yikom ha'ashlon. The chiddush of the Mishnah is, in the case where, let's say, he gave the get to the shliach, let's say, at 7 o'clock in the morning. And he said, now you go and find my wife and hand over the get. You are my shliach ilocha. So then, the shliach left. And then, at 7:30, he was chayzer. He changed his mind. So he decided to run after the shliach. So he kept running in the street like crazy. Everybody saw that he was running like a crazy man. And trying to catch the shliach. To overtake the shliach. And then, when he finally overtook the shliach said, oh, just a minute ago, I handed over the get to your wife. So everybody saw him running. So everybody knows that he, in his heart, he was chazer from the gerushin before the shliach handed over. So here we could argue that the bitul is effective. Because true, when he mentioned it to the shliach, so then it was already late, after the get had been handed over to the wife. But people saw, so many people saw him running after the shliach, long before the shliach handed over the get to the wife. So that should be an indication that he was chayzeya from the gerushin even before he mentioned it to the shliach. That was before the get was handed over by the shliach to the wife. So the bitul is still ineffective. Why? Because Rav Shimon ben Levi. Right. So he says, "Ma'ul teimi goyim yuzel mafreya di bitul batle komash." All right. So Teisa says, "Komash melon dafon leizli." Komash melon maslis milachun itaime mishim debeitzi shor shehurot loynei da daite loy mishliach loy mish loy leves. Too many people, 100 people, saw him running crazy. But they didn't know why he was running like that. So at that time they thought he's running because, I don't know what he has a reason. They didn't know it, that he was running in order to express his chazore on the get. So when did they all find out that the reason as to why he was running so much was because he was chazer from the gerushin? It was later, after the get had already been handed over to the wife. So Mele, at the time when he went, it was Rav Shemalev. So now we know the facts. But it was Rav Shemalev in the draw. V'taine, v'shem v'beis isho, shu hot, loy neida daite, loy mishliach, loy mishho, loy mibesn, v'hava v'lei Rav Shemalev, den and Rav, aval pishenem olay ma'akacho yablimi. So it's not because we don't trust him, we say you are lying, you are running for another reason. No, we trust him. But even though we assume that the facts are the way he says they are, but still we don't recognize his silent intent to invalidate the gift. Because Lord Shemalev and God, Avot Pishenem Olim Lachkacho Yiblimi, the Avot Gav. So, the Pavel Vom Shemalev and God, Avot Pishenem Olim Lachkacho Yiblimi, the Avot Gav. So why? Because Rav Shemalev and Rav. So then Teisa says, Akash, how can we apply the general principle of Rav Shemalev over there? The reason is why we don't recognize Rav Shemalev. Because over there, he had an opportunity to say, at the time he sold the car to the Likiach, he had an opportunity to tell the Likiach, listen, I'm selling it to you. You know why I'm selling it to you? Because I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. And he did. So what does that show? That he decided to sell it anyway, whether going to Eretz Yisrael or not. The Avogadri Baal, the Gabahud is not Idol, he's a Eretz Yisrael. We didn't know the Labrador. כי משל יחושש לפורש, ריצה הוא שיסקי עם הדובר בחולי. אבל כאן נעיסקו מה שיוכל לעשה. So בישלי מובדיה, we can say, the fact that he had an opportunity to tell the Kiyach, I'm only selling you the karaka because I am determined to go to Eretz Yisrael. And he didn't say that, so that indicates that in the depth of his heart, he decided to sell the karaka anyway, whether it would be going to Eretz Yisrael or not going to Eretz Yisrael. And the reason as to why he mentioned to his friends, I'm selling everything because I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, that was nice talk about himself. But that wasn't his real machshava. The real machshava to sell was because he wanted to sell, whether he'll be going to Eretz Yisrael or not. But here, we cannot say that. Because here we saw, so many people saw how he was running wild. So they know that before the get was handed over by the shliach to the Isha, he already had changed his mind from the Geirashim. So in this case, the Dvorim Shebelev should be recognized. So he says, Avo Kanis Komasheros, Mikomo Kev, Osum Ki Dvorim Shebelev. So the Chachomim were misake, that it should have a din of Dvorim Shebelev. Even though in the Raise, we cannot apply the Aloche of Dvorim Shebelev in Dvorim. Because in the Raise, the Aloche of Dvorim Shebelev in Dvorim is only Shayach in the case where there is an under the muchach that he really didn't mean the machshav shebalev. The machshav shebalev was only superficial machshav. He really didn't mean. He really meant to sell the karka anyway. Mashenkin here, we know that he really meant to revoke the get before the get was handed over to the Isha. So maybe the Raise, we don't apply the law of shebalev. But the chachomim or misake, that it should have a din of Dvorim Shebelev. So then they just ask, Mi'ike mide de midraise lo yavide. So midraise, it's not considered as Dvorim Shebelev. Because we know that he really intended to be mivatel the get. So midraise, the get is no get. So she remains an ishishish. And the Chachomim said it should have a din of Dvorim Shebelev. Mimele, the get is a get. The bitl is no bitl. The get is a get. How can the Chachomim be a get or not here or become a saint? So Kutzvah says, Kibim shechtzaz veimel Dvorim Shebelev luchshim ve'akir as dovom nadir. So in other words, so that's this v'shite, that under certain circumstances, the Chachomim ha'vikeach to be'ikah dovom nadir. If he's tam adovom. So the same concept Tesis mentions l'gabe mezbayros or mitaraisen, and therefore he's not nemon, but the Chachomim morekir. So Tesis applies this principle. But that's not important for our purpose. Tesis says here the fact that midiraise, if we saw so many people saw him running wild, and he did everything in his power to invalidate the Geirashim, but he just didn't manage to do it in time. So the melee, we recognize midiraise that Dvorim Shebelev. But the Chachomim were misa. Then Teisa says, very nearly. That's the first Moshe Teisa. Then Teisa mentions another Moshe. Weit mir aber nicht. Ki dvorim shen lib shebelev, einen dvorim af leich ad mikaimelon, shenen as mi wefosha. Kmoi shereitze ala yechiach, vipirgveiz gedush, di dvorim shebelev einen dvor. Vipeiv vini zei, ache yeima reitza, ache yeima reitza, di getu di kapore, vili mahani dvorim shebelev vini dvorim, ala heicha shebeloitu lo daite, yeish lo nu idas, daite mi atzmei, where there's an undenuch. So that took the shenis. According to the second question, this is the Vishite. So the Dvorim Shebelev is not based, Dvorim Shebelev is not based upon any special hinder. But according to the first, it's a deal. And even if it is established beyond the shadow of a doubt that Belev had an internal machshove against the king, so it's not like not that we doubt his statement, the truthfulness of the statement. No. We believe it. But our Bidim, the Machshove Shebelev, is not recognized. But the second Lashon is not recognized. That's the second Lashon Tesis. But the first Lashon Tesis says that Dvorim Shebelev and Dvorim is based upon Mundane. In other words, in any case where the person could have verbalized his Machshove Shebelev and didn't, So we say that the machshavah shebelev was just a superficial machshavah. Sometimes a person has a certain thought flashing in his mind, but he really doesn't mean it. It's a superficial machshavah. Why is it that it's a superficial machshavah? That he had an opportunity to verbalize, and he didn't. Why didn't he? But in a case, so it's a raya, that he really didn't mean it. He didn't mean the machshavah shebelev. But if there is evidence that he really meant it, so then dvorim shebelev is wrong. Dvorim shebelev is wrong. Right now, so we see from this, so we see that there is a shittus of a shame. Dvorim shebelev and dvorim is only based upon the fact that he had an opportunity to verbalize the machshavah shebelev and didn't indicate that he wanted the tumah anyway. But in the case where that tumah doesn't lie, so then dvorim shebelev is also wrong. Dvorim shebelev is also wrong. So in other words, we could explain from the in line with the first question of the Gittin. Now, the first question takes it doesn't require this, but it's very simple. So the first question takes this holds.
The first question takes this holds.
Where there is a nun in the Muchach, so it's considered as if he verbalized it, if he spoke it. As if he said, what do you want for a nashe in a parents? But I'm not wrong. So the Muchach could also agree with that shite of the first question takes this.
But nun in the Muchach,
it's considered the sea if he were the process we are Nashe in a time. Now, so
what is going to say in the first question?
So then we don't care whether at the time of the Dushin he had in mind
what
he
should be the most of all. Because
so even if it's Klapish Mayakalu, but in his heart he entertained the thought that he should be the most of all, if he's right.
Just to make sense of what he's wrong. So it's not to wrong. So it makes sense of wrong.
But he should be the Kadeshis anyway, he's not to wrong.
So the first question goes to him,
agrees with the second question, takes the most of all.
What
can also agree
with the first Russian
is that when so it's coming to the so established that in his heart he wanted her to be the Moses. So then,
we have to recognize the Moses.
The only reason why we don't recognize the Moses
is because he was not to have the
opportunity to verbalize that he didn't, so that means that he didn't mean it. That he didn't mean it.
So he turns so the fact of truth to the person that he should be.
So
this is
something that doesn't even
try to explain. So we take so there is a presumption that he wanted,
I mean, one way or the other. Because he didn't what was in the back of his mind. How he would have reacted at the time of the So then, what presumptions? So the contrary,
the presumption would be that the presumption would be
put that thought to somebody's mind. And it is Mosikadaite, so then there should be a presumption that inasmuch as he doesn't say that he doesn't want the Gush to the Chal in case he thinks she is an animal. So that means, and saying the Gush is an animal, that the man she should be in certain circumstances. You can't say there is such a presumption. Because it's almost impossible. It's always shrieked, it's not unusual. It's the Mosik Adaite. So mainly, we have no Umdre. One way or the other, we have no Umdre. We cannot say that there is an Umdre in the Muchach, that he wanted the Kedushin in any event. Because if he didn't want the Kedushin in the event she is an islandess, then he should have said, in the event she is an islandess, I don't want to be Mikadisha. We cannot say that. Why? Because it didn't occur, this possibility of this woman being an Alice didn't present itself to his mind. And we cannot say the other way either, you see. So, because it's something that is loishriach, so the Mosik Adayite. So, mainly we cannot apply the long this. The Teisves in the first portion in Gittah from the base applies. Ligabe, how Gabra disobeyed Nichse Adayite, the Mitzvah Arts Yisrael. Because there he knew that the going to Eretz Yisrael is an inducement. So he should have mentioned it. The fact that he didn't mention it indicates that while it was an inducement, but it wasn't the impelling factor in his decision. In his decision, the conclusive factor in his decision to sell the problem. So then we can say it, but with our islands we cannot say it, because Taisa says islands is something that doesn't present itself to one's mind, this possibility. It's always shriya. So Mimele, if Kilafishmai is Galie, that he really would have wanted to be Mikadisha, even if she was an islandess, so Mimele, the Kedushin is Kedushin. There's the Shita from Navrom, whereas the Shita or from the time the first portion of the Tzvez is in accordance with the second portion of the Tzvez in the Kuf from the base. That is a special deal, it's not based upon a special deal. Now, let us see what the Rambam. Now I mentioned in the name of the Nidibihude. The Nidibihude answers the Kashe of the Lachem Mishneh against the Rambam. I mean, the Rambam says in the Chesishes, the Dalet in Chesishes, Alochim Yud, Ayrnes Yudis, Hareinu Kibusim Gemore. So the Magid Mishnah appears, and from the tune, the washing of the tune, Simon Mandalet, it appears, and as a Simon Mandalet, it appears that they understood the Rambam to have reference even to the case of Loikam. Of Loikam. So even if one is Mikabish and Loikam Boshi, and then she turned out to be an islandess, so the Rambam says, I will finish it. So then the Kashi is raised from the Mishneh, called Rabase, so before she went to islandess, so he said, it's a race. Why? Because the elbow was never in Kadesh. But according to the Rambam, it's a wishing work. So then the Yehuda says, Yehuda Mishuretz says, that the Rambam is Michalik, distinguishes between a case where one is Mikadish before it is possible to determine as to whether she is an islandess or not, or is Mikadish a demo, a battery basis, let's say, who's already 20 years old, so then it's very easy to determine whether she's an islandess or not. So, where does the Rambam say? I will see Scatchard with the machine move, she's already a baker. So he could have been built. And is a mentally determinist where this is not personal, and didn't go to this trouble of being Dominican. So what are the job? Let him be fine, which is an ambulance. He wants to be the Kaddisha. So, Masha'im can wish the moments that the court of Asim is based upon the fact of the victorious, as reference to the case where it was Mitzvah Shteyavo, who was Mitzvah Shora Basoshe, on the day of Rio, become loose. So at this time it was impossible to determine. So there we can say, inasmuch as he didn't make sure that he's not an ironist, so that means that he wanted to be there anyway. He didn't make sure because he had no way of determining at Mikatus. This is what the Minimuda says in Rambam. But what the Minimuda says in Rambam, so the Chidush Rambam says, here you go. Rambam says it. So many. Shevo Yishleim. I mean, first he mentioned Ramatamshi. And he has the version of Ramatam of the first Losh, not the second. But then he says, he's over. Shevo Yishleim. What Abbas says in respect to this Mishnah, what Kuran Shemim to Ironess or Zim Toys, because it's Mikhtoys, has worked the case where Rufo was Mikadensh to Mikhtoshaya, Mikhtoshaya, Abu Beilo, Lad Mikhtoyesu, Mikhtoyet, 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 the Mishnah, the Mishnah, the Mishnah, the Mishnah, the Mishnah,
why they ask
for
the
Rambam for the last year? No. All right, so what parents can be given? It's going to be the more Hakim gives the Teretz. But this is the day Hakim the Teretz. Because after all, Rabbase and Rabbi put in connection with the Shalom of Metaphor, the Achilik Rabbase and the Achilik in regard to Tzorah Elbo Islands, which is Asura, where he, where the bush is, where there's a rubber sand, even though it's Hikobah, the bush is certainly good, but since she's an islandess, without Israel, there couldn't be any Eden, so the Torah is considered like Torah Selva Shalom Mokim. But Abbasah says, no, it's not considered like Torah Selva. But the Atrilix of the Torah is from the Mishnah according to the Mishnah. Should be two according to Mishnah. Two according to Mishnah. But how did Kavazah not come to Mishnah? Open Kavazah is not going to be enough. Basai. Vahutu. That's not the way it
was. But according to Rob, what
is it? I'm not saying that. But even then they come to the Mishnah. All right.
So it's still the same. It's still the same. It's the same. Thank you.
But Fatimah will produce it. It's like the Mechilas Chametz. So if he needs it, so Tzalim does it for a certain purpose. So here too, Rav was mikdash 1,000 women in order to accommodate them with Trumah. And then, after the war, he divorced all of them. He divorced all of them. So the Kedushin was hard. We don't say, in as much as he intended immediately after the war to divorce them. So in many ways that means the Kedushin is not hard. So there is no such a war in Kedushin. But in Issus, if somebody will be lazy and issue, realize this soon under circumstances, that it is clear that he intends to divorce her after a few years. So the Nisuyim will not go far. Because the Roshna Rabbah is V'yichu Zeh Tzitzit. Akiyom Yisrael is waiting in his Yachid Mo, V'yachid Zanoe. But if it is clear, it's evident to everybody, that he doesn't intend to be after her to him. He intends the next day to divorce her. And for some reason, he puts her, so the Nisuyim is not going to have. So now we can see that the Shilas Rambam is that one of the ingredients of Nisuin is that he should intend to set her aside for him, to keep her, for good. Then what is it? Then, so if he changes his mind, he changes his mind. As long as the time of Nisuin, he had the Kavone to be Mahfiz for him. Now, the Rambam says when, the Rambam says, with the pressure on the doors. I managed in the course of years to function with pressure on my mind, but with pressure on the doors. So anyway, there is a Russian Rambam, and the Russian Rambam Chassishes, you'll find it yourself. So the Rambam says that if somebody marries an ironess, so the Rambam says, so the Kedushin is Kedushin, the Kedushin is Kedushin, and he says, but best needs Tifein, to divorce her because of the mitzvah period of Rivia. So Bezin doesn't let him to stay. But the Kedushin is Kedushin Guri. So in other words, if let's say he's marketable and he would say he wants to be Mikadisher and he was Mikadisher, so then Bezin is caving him to divorce her because of the mitzvah period of Rivia. So Mimela, that means that when one is Mikadish and Iron is, so true, even the Shilas Rambam means that even by law he can go. Even by law he can go. So the Kedushin is Kedushin Guri. Because it's not a Mekach Toetz. Why isn't it a Mekach Toetz? Because he had an opportunity. As the Ramban says, and we who they explain the Ramban, he had an opportunity to determine whether she's an Iron is or not. And he didn't. So that means, so it's not a Mekach Toetz. So even in the back of his mind, he doesn't want, so it's not a Shevalek. So the Kedushin is Kedushin Guri. But there is no doubt that if Yad Yisrael Kippur, so Bezin will not let him stay with her. Bezin will force him, will be capable to divorce her. So Mele, the Nisuin cannot be hal. Why? Because one of the elements of Nisuin is Achiyakri Senuler. In other words, he has to have the Kavone, he has to be determined at that time, he has to be disposed that she should be his wife forever. Then the next hour, he changes his mind. So he changes his mind. So that does not affect the Chalei Sansuin. But even at that time when he makes the Nisuin, so it is evident that she cannot be his wife, because Bezin will force him to divorce her, so then the element of Achiyat Chisenu is lacking. So Mele, the Nisuin is not Nisuin for him, but the Kedushin is Kedushin for him. And it seems that the Halacha that the Baal is Zechem, the King of Peres, of the Nichsim Rub, is based, is an incident of Nisuin. So here, the Rambam says, he is not Zechem in the King of Peres. Why? Because the context is not the Nisuin, but the Kedushin.
Tenth Shul Nivamos, Vav Tishrei, Hiltov Shin Amid Vav, 9/11/75, September 11, 1975.
The two different versions of Rabbi Tam, the version of Rabbi Tam mentioned in this one, the version of Rabbi Tam, but the one two separate machines in Rabbi Tam. It could be that the Madore Kame, I mean the Matin Mahon, I mean what he says, the last verse. So, the Rambam first verse mentions the second verse of Ramadan. The violinist, it's always a Imekahot, and even when he turned around, he says, I want it to be married to me, so it's still not a choice. He has to make new use. That's the second Rosh Hashanah. But the Madure Kame of the
was what the Sikhawasa mentions in the first Rosh, and this is what I'm saying.
Now,
in the Hamilton Sikhawas, there is no mistakes between Hitzlos and the Hamilton Sikhawas. The Ramban
preferred the first Lashon.
The Ramban preferred the first Lashon of Ramban, and Tosfos preferred the second Lashon of Ramban, the Madura Basra of Ramban. But there is a mechlokes between the Ramban and the
Chazal on one hand, and the Ritva and the Yitzchak on the other, the Pshat in Ramban.
You see, the Ramban, according to the Ramban and the Chazal,
now means that
in the Pshat, in the Fet, in the Matarakamu of Ramadan. So the Matarakamu of
Ramadan was the powerless, so it is
not in the Tachtos, unless he found out, the husband found out the Shalom, and he expressed to him
because he is disapproved. So, but
otherwise, the Kiddush is this.
Why? Because
the Bush needs.
So the Ramban says it's a Bush philosophic. And it's a snake in the right. She requires a death in the right.
He said, the Ramban is
all because of Israel Yoshua.
I bet you should know not to go to the lady. We should not have prayers. Both Masha and Ita Bani Yama Fru Mavi Kino Rimaki.
We have shared the Gabi Yisuri Choshish. Shemolo Yad.
So it is taken away. Then it says, that's how even Ravas.
And according to Rabbi,
so it's Mashba for Rabbi Natan,
then it's Ivadai.
Vadai Kush. But according to Ravas,
so
it says, so it is taken away. But the Ritva mentioned, the Ritva mentioned,
they both mention the name
of
Ram, the she requires a get brother.
So, these are,
you see,
these are, this Machlokes is in respect to the Madura Kame of Rabbi Tam,
not in respect to Madura Basra. Tiras Rabbi Tam. What did the Hiki must listen? Bein she hikyabo. Bein she lo hikyabo. Viloi mishu b'aris megachtoes. Etzo b'ayin she lo hikyabo. Ba'i gita min rabono. So he says, the Rove the Hiki must listen. Because Rav Tam himself mentions a distinction between Rabase and Rav. So according to the Ramban, Rabbeinu, Ramban's pshat in the Maturei Kame, the first Loshna from the Tam, so Rav Tam is saying that Alibe de Rabase is a Kiddushin. And Alibe de Rove, so it is Vadai Kiddushin. And according to Rav Tam, according to the Ritvos Chak Rav Tam, So, Alibi, the Rabbah say, it's no Kedushin at all. She doesn't require a get even the Rabbah. Needless to mention about the get with Raisa, the Vada Yom is on it. But according to Rabbi, the Ritva says, it requires a get with Rabbah, according to Rabbah. Why does it distinguish between Rabbah and Rabbah? Because according to Rabbah, there is a Hechrach from the Mishnah that the ironess doesn't require a get even Rabbah. But according to Rabbah, so there is no Hechrach. Since there is no Hechrach, so maybe it requires a get with Rabbah in the court. So on that point, there is really machlekes between the Ramban and the Ritva as to the Pshat, as to Rametam Shite in the Madure Kamp. Tamshit Makot. Now, let's see the Ramban Shite. So he says, in respect to Rabbasa, so Rametam Zalkosam is right, Yosho. Abba Pishimo Yomak, the Kitzabu, the Get, the Kato is. Kol Zman Shal Hikabo Miyomo, Loi. Marzikinlei b'makom. The epshad of Rabbi Yisur Echoshish Hashem lo yachid. Ulpichoch asuch leyochid. Zvike de raisu. Avel in ksu veilo klum. Ulidvorov maslisen rabase bishal hikebo besakdish. Vihikebo bisek. Vihikput umeis. Ho lo yike klau. Tzoroso chilexes ulmis yavem eshem lo yachid. And then he says, and the code, Veidem Rabletam, the Roven Israel, Ion Eslav Mekhtois Hashirokam. So he said, in respect to Rabase, so Rabletam says in the first lotion that it's fake in the right. It's fake in the right. Now, why should it be fake in the right? Now, so Rabletam's first lotion is analogous according to Ramban's Pshat in Rabletam's first lotion. So Rabletam's Shite is analogous to Rabban Avraham's Shite. Now, so we explained Rav Avraham Shite either on the basis that when under the muchach is not considered as if he spelled it out, or we can say that Rav Avraham also agrees that under the muchach is considered as if he spelled it out. Now, if he spelled it out, so in other words, so it is just as if he said Hariyatun Kadeshes Liyam Nashe in Atayons. Because there's an umdre lemuchach, that the average person does not want to marry an ayonis. So it is just as if he spelled it out. But, so the question, so why does Rabbi Avraham say that if, that in case where he finds out later on, and he is willing, so mimele, the kedushin is valid kedushin, but after all, it's considered, there was an umdre lemuchach at that time, that he doesn't want the Kedushin to be Chal in case she turns out to be an Islandess. So even if later on, when he finds out years later that she's an Islandess, he says, I do want her as a wife. So it should be Dvorim Shebalev, because he in effect spelled out, Hariyat Mekudeshes Li, Al Menashe Inat Islandess. So it's Dvorim Shebalev, even if Klav Yishmai is Gaia, that in his heart he wanted the Dushin to be Chal, in spite of the fact that she's not there. So we said that Rav Avraham could agree with the first Lashon in Teishas and Gittin Daf Lamed Beis, according to which there is no such Aloch at Dvorim Shebelev in Dvorim. On the contrary, the Dvorim Shebelev is Havid Dvorim. But the reason is why in that case, Vahu Gavra is Omni Nirse, Adaito Mitzvah Tisroel, the Gemara says, Dvorim Shebelev is Dvorim, because there was no real Machshav Shebelev that the sale of the karke should be contingent upon his going to Eretz Yisrael. He really wanted, his real intent was that the sale of the karke should be valid anyway, even if he doesn't go to Eretz Yisrael. It was only a superficial Dovah Shebelev. But if there is a real Dovah Shebelev, then it's Havid Vod. So the Mele, so we can say that Rabbi Avraham and similarly, Rabbi Netam, according to Ramban's Pshat, in Rabbi Netam's first lotion, holds that every muhach is considered if he spelled it out. So when one is mikadish and isha stam, it is considered as if he said ayat mikadish is lelmashe in that island. Still, Rabbi Avraham says, if it was found out after the death of the husband, so we have to be chesheish. Maybe if the husband found out, he would say, he does want the Kedushin to be Chal. But But it's considered as if he spelled it out on Lashing that Ayonet. The answer is, if he does want the Kedushin to be Chal, so Mimele, even though Al Pidin, it's considered as if he spelled it out. So, but Dvorim Shebelev, if it's a real Dvorim Shebelev, not a superficial, so have a Dvorim. So have a Dvorim according to the first Lashon, in Teisves that Lamed Vesim. Alright, now, but here, so Teisves say, so the Ramtam says, Uli Dvorim Masis, Ravase, Bishol Hikabo, Bishai Tushin, Vihikabo, Bishai, Vihikbi, to make Holo Hikaklau, and he died without finding out that his wife was an islandess. So also Chalatzilut Misiyah Bemes. Why? Because of his Sveiki Daraisa. But why should there be a Sveiki Daraisa? After all, there is an Umdel in the Muchach that the average person does not want that the Kedushin should be Chal if the woman is an islandess. If it will be established that his real intent, his real Dvorim Shebelev, not the superficial Dvorim Shebelev, was that it should be Chal even if she's an islandess, so then Dvorim Shebelev Avedvor, Rabbi Nachum says, and Rabbi Tam in the first lesson. Alright, but it wasn't found out, it wasn't established. He died without finding out. So we don't know what his attitude would be had he found out. And see, there's an Umdel Muchach, that means that most people don't want to be Mikadesh a woman if she's an islandess. So we should go Pasarov. So why should it be Cheshish? So be Shleime the Ritvo, if we understand. The Ritvo says that she requires only get with Rabbono, according to Rabbi Tam. Why? Because the Ritvo also agrees that the Rabbi Tam's first lotion is the same sheet as Rabbi Avrom's. So if it will be established that Klaf Ishmael is Galye, that his real Machshav Shebelev, his real intent at heart was that she should be Mekudeshes, so then she would require a get, Midaraise. But Midaraise, we don't have to be Cheshish. Midaraise, we don't have to be Cheshish. We don't have to be Cheshish. Maybe he would be willing to have her as his wife, even if she's an analyst. Because there's an Umdel Muchach, the average person doesn't want to be Mikadesh a woman that is an analyst. So, in other words, so that's a mute, only a mute of people are ready to approve of an analyst also as a wife. So, Mimele and Midrai say, we go Basaro. So maybe she doesn't require a get. But with Rabbonon, we have to be Cheshish. Now, why should we be Cheshish with Rabbonon? Now, there is Teisus Hishenim Yiromes. Now, of it's around Navkuf Yitches, I think. So in the Sugye of Mayim Sheilem Sof. So the Teisus Hishenim is the Kasha, now the Adaloche, Mayim Sheilem Sof. So the wife is Asur Inos. If the husband, if there are witnesses who saw that the husband of a certain woman fell into a river that has no soft, it cannot, when you stand on one side, on one shore, so you cannot see the other shore. So the halacha is that his wife is not allowed to get married. If it's my Ishlam soft, if the river is not so big, so when one stands on one shore, on one side of the river, he can see what happens on the other side of the river. So if he was standing and he looked and he didn't see anybody coming out on the other side, so that means that the person got drowned, he perished. So she's allowed to get that. But if it's my shame, so if the husband, let's say, fell into the Atlantic Ocean, now when one stands, let's say in New York, on one shore of the Atlantic Ocean, he cannot see whether somebody is coming out on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, so then his wife is not allowed to get married. Because maybe miraculously he was saved. Miraculously he was saved. He came out. He found the board, he found a certain tube and on which he was able to float, and then he came out somehow. So the Teisus Hishenim is the Kashe. But most of the people who fall into a Mayim Sheilem Sof don't come out. So it's a miut, a very small miut. A miut al ishchiach. So why should we have to go over Sarov? So the Tetz Hashem says, because mishum chumra dei sheshish, mishum chumra dei sheshish, so we do not rely on Rov, ligabi di isar sheshish. So that's ligabi di isar sheshish. But here it's not an isar sheshish, here it's an isar of ishchiach. And it's a chorus, not maybe, since it's a rabbon, so maybe only ligabe the isar v'sheshish we don't rely on rov, but ligabe the isar v'sheshach it's a chorus, but it's not as homo as the isar v'sheshish. We have to be cheshish. So we don't have to be cheshish. I mean, maybe ligabe the isar v'sheshach we don't have to be cheshish. So we could say that the shita of the ritva is just as ligabe the isar v'sheshish. So with rabbonon we don't rely on rov. So we gabi the isar v'sheshach we don't rely on rov either. And that's the reason as why the Ritva says that Midrabonon she requires a get. Why? Because Midraise not, because Midraise the Ritva agrees in the Shita of Rabbi Avraham that if there is a real, if it will be established that in his heart, at the time of the Gdush, he had a real machshove shevelev that she should be Mikodesh, see if she turns out an islandess, so then she would require a get Midraise. But why should it be Cheshesh? The average person does not want that an islandess should be Mikodesh to him. So, but there are immune people who don't care. So Mimele Ligabe the Isa. Chorus of Ishesach. So we have to be Cheshesh even for a mute. We don't rely on Rob. Just that the Hashem says in the Vomis, Ligabe, the Isar Ishesh, so maybe the Ritva applies it even to the Isar Ishesach. Now, I wouldn't say it by myself because Hobby the Lazy Valor. I mean, even Ligabe, the Isar Ishesh is a Chinesh. But Ligabe, the Isar Ishesh, so that the Hashem says so. He says so. But Ligabe, the Isar Ishesach, Meichat Isar. Now, the Shar HaMelech. The Shara HaMelech had many kisviyat that of Rishenim that we don't have. Now the Shara HaMelech in Hilchas Mikvois he discusses the union of islands. So somehow in Hilchas Mikvois he became involved with the Teisves in Yivomes Dar Beis Amudis. So Shara HaMelech in Hilchas Mikvois, the long arichas here is Perek Yud of Hilchas Mikvois. So then, now, so he says, Shuv Motzot. Bishito mikubetzes ksav yado misachas yivomis. We don't have a shito mikubetzes of Rabbi Bitzalel and yivomis. But he had it. There is a ksav yado. So shuv motzasi, that's a shara melech in Hilchas Mikvois, Perek Yud. So he says, shuv motzasi bishito mikubetzes ksav yado misachas yivomis. Li'echot kodesh, that's one of the rishayim, kodesh. Midah Batishas also sometimes mentions a certain rishon who is designated as a kodesh. Is not that means? I mean, he was Nerak al Kiddush Hashem. That's why he's designated. Shehuk sholei kein kiddush Hashem b'divrei ha'teisus. V'zeh l'shem. V'im teima mikol mokein tisyadnu l'tiret Rabbeinu Avraham mishum svek sveke. So the shidum kubetz is the ksav yad. The ksav yad shidum kubetz is estikash. Now, what does Rabbeinu Avraham say? Varein Rabbeinu Avraham tiras minim tisayin v'chaya ach v'hik. So then, she doesn't require, so then the tzore is mut. Avol hachamise, dil mui moyo kayom lo yomak. So that's the reason as to why Reb Meir says that the ktane cannot be misya b'mes. And we don't say mimon efshach. If she's not an islandess, fine. If she is an islandess, so it's a goy milsal mafreya. That the kedushin of the deceased brother was dushit toes, so maybe she's in ochri, she's not an ishesach. That's the kasha. So Rav Avraham says no, because she cannot be misyabemis. Maybe she is an ironess. And if she's an ironess, and maybe if the husband had found out in his lifetime that it's his brother, had he found out in his lifetime, he would say, I don't care, I want her as my wife anyway. So the Shimon Peres says the kashe, but she should be muteres to be Mitzia Bemes, Mitzat Zvexvei. First of all, according to Rav Nahum Zonji, first of all, maybe she's not an ironess. Assuming that she is an ironess, maybe the deceased brother, had he found out in his lifetime that she's an ironess, he would say, I don't want an ironess. So it's a Zvexvei. So, and Zvexvei is muter even by the eyes. This is what the Shimon Peres says, asks against Rav Nahum. Asks the Yesh Leima. So the Shimon Peres says, he woman says, the Achmiru bi kores, k'moy she'achmiru bi mayim she'in lehem sof, af agav diru be'inen im loti, af kam dvo. There's a lot of the Shimon Peres saying. So, the Shimon Peres says, in other words, that the reason, in other words, so that Shimon Peres is in line with the shite of the Ritvo, with the pshat of the Ritvo in Rav Netam, because Rav Netam's first lashon is analogous to Rav Nahum. So is it? All right. So that's the shite. So that's the shite of the Ritvo in Rav Netam, which is also in Rav Nahum, because the first lashon in Rav Netam is analogous to Rav Nahum's shite. Now the question is: now what's the pshat in the Rambam? But the Rambam says, "Sveik the Rai says, why should it be Sveik the Rai?" I mean, everybody agrees that most people are makpid against an islandess. They don't want to marry an islandess. All right, there are some people. He says, Ramtam says, maybe this man, if he finds out, he'll say, I don't care. I want her to be mikudeshes to me anyway. All right, but that's a miyut. And he says, midrais. He says, midrais. He says, midrais. So we have to say as pshat. He says it's speaking the right. And the lashon is the efshar del gabe yisure choshishu shemo lo yakpid uvicho chasur lo ochiv speaking the right. Now those who are my share last year, I mean, heard that, but I mean those who are not. So to them it is new. Now there is a gemore. No one has any more intuition here, don't you? Oh yeah, all right, fine. Thank you. Now, it was the Bisman Chazal, so there was a minig that when one was Mikadish and Nisho, he used to send Savlonis. Savlonis means a gift. That's what it means. Now, so the question is, suppose someone was Mishudach to Nisho, he was engaged to Nisho, and then he sent Savlonis to the Mishudachs, and there were already who saw how the Savlonis, the gift, was delivered to the Isha, to the Mishudachs. So do we have to be Cheshesh that with this gift he meant to be Mikadish? So maybe she requires a get or not. So the Gemara says, Mayavalo. That's this question raised by the Gemara. That Nuno Medleis. Mayavalo. So are we Cheshesh li Savlonis or are you not Cheshesh li Savlonis? Omar Rav Pope, it depends. We ask the mikache v'hoda misav chayshino. If the practice in that particular city is that first a mishudach is mikadish the mishudach, and then he sends avonets. So mimele we have to be chayshish, because maybe that's avonets, that's the gush. You see. In those days, there wasn't a university. Today, I mean, it would be different. because there is a universal practice that when one is Mikadisha Nisho, he's Mikadisha not with a dozen oranges and not with a box of candy and not with anything, but just with a ring. So Mimele, there couldn't be such a possibility. We couldn't be Cheshish, maybe he sent her a box of candy. So maybe that he intended to be Mikadish, even though he sent her with aiding, with two people, who are the Shluchim. Because the universal, without any exceptions, the universal practice is that one is Mikadish with Abbas. But in Zman Chazal, there was no such universal practice. So sometimes one was Mikadish with Abbas, sometimes he was Mikadish with anything, you see. So Mimele, so the Gemara says, if the practice in that city was first the chosn was mikadish, the kav, and then he sent tzavones, so mimele chayshiva. So we have to be chayshish. Maybe this, let's say, he sent her, I'll take two shluchim, he sent her a box of candy. That's it. So maybe that's the kedushin. But after the kedushin, there has to be tzavones. So another tzavones will come. But this Savlones is not by way of Savlones, it's by way of Dush. We ask for the Mikache or the Misavle Hashino. Misavle Behoda Mikache. But if the universal practice in that city is that first they say the host, the Meshudach. The Meshudach sends a gift, Savlones. And only after the gift was delivered to the Meshudaches, then is the Kaddish. That is the universal practice in that particular city. So Mele, Misamud Mikaches Loi Hashino. Why? Because since the universal practice, every Mishudech, so before his Mikadesh, the Mishudeches, he sends us Avones. Now he sent her, all the 80, he sent us Avones. So obviously, this is the gift prior to the Kedushin. It couldn't be the Kedushin. Because he wouldn't deviate from the universal practice in that city, that before his Mikadish, he sends us Avonis. So the Gemara has the Kashe, Mikache Goda Misavle, if the universal practice in that city is first his Mikadish, the Mishadachs, and then he sends her a gift. So Mimele, if he sends her a gift, I'll be 280. So we are Cheshish, that this is the Dushan, and the Savlones, how about the Savlones? So that will come later. So naturally, if that is the meaning. So the Gemara says, Lo Yitzchiche. So what kind of a chiddush is it? Lo Yitzchiche derube mikache voda misav. Umiute misav le voda mikache. Most people in that city are accustomed that first they are mikadish the mishudeches, and then they send the gift. But there are mute people who first they send the gift, and then they are mikadish. And from the point of view of the custom of the mute people in the city, so they first they send the gift and then the amikadish. So she should require a get, even though he sent a certain gift out to Aidi, because first they had to be mikadish. So first they had to send Savlones. So this was, so from the point of view of the practice of the miut, so this was just the gift prior to the Kedushin. So she shouldn't require again. So komashmeron, that we are not cheshish for the miut likule, but we are cheshish for the rov lechum. So all the shenim and the kashe, how could there be salgedaitoch that we should be cheshish for the mute likule and ignore the rov? It's inconceivable. All the Rishonim has that kasha. So, we caution. The hir rekom anechus le miute v'havel hot. Miu in ze kushi. The horche name. Ashkron mechame duch. So he says, we find after all, I'll leave it in Maskron, the Gemara, everything is all right. So we are cheshish. Be asher de mikatshe vada misavu. So it's only in the Hava Mine. Why? So you find it. So then Teisa says, Rabbi Hananel Gor Asifre, Lo Yitzriche, Dirube Misavle Vihoda Mikach. So Rabbi Hananel is Geiris, has a different verse. not loy tzriche. Di rube mikache v'odam misavle. But loy tzriche di rube misavle v'odam mikache. So most people in that city are accustomed that first they send the gift prior to the Kiddushin. Then they are mikache. A mute people, first they are mikadesh, v'odam misavle. Ma'u di teimer loy nechesh le mute. So we only have to take notice of the custom of the majority of the people in the city. And from the point of view of the majority of the people in the city, so first you send the gift prior to the Kiddushin. Now, no other gift was ever sent to this Mishudaris. To this Viyam.